This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a ministry of the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Our speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoen.
Dear friends, have you ever seen someone play an accordion? I mention the accordion because, as we start a sermon series on the book of Revelation, it helps show how we will go about it. Think of the opening and ending of Revelation as the two ends of the accordion, which a player has in his hands. When the player begins playing, you know how that accordion then opens up and different folds are displayed. As we open this last book of the Bible with God's help, we will see seven main sections or seven main visions brought to light. Each section or each vision actually repeats the same message, only with increasing urgency. The visions, from different perspectives and with different emphases, will reinforce the gospel message over and over. The book of Revelation is especially a book full of striking and sometimes strange pictures, which we will try to explain as we go along. As one commentator put it, and I quote, "This book discloses its message by impressing vivid, sometimes startling pictures on our imaginations," end of quote. One fact I have to mention to you right away as we begin is that there are parts of this book that are not easy to interpret and on which there are various understandings. The aim in this series, with God's help, will be not to get lost in some of the details of the text, but to keep bringing out the clear overall message of it. Regarding all the symbolism and pictures of this last Bible book and its so-called apocalyptic language, you must know too that I want to promote a very humble mindset in going through this book. Let us be afraid of anyone and everyone who has the book all figured out and knows exactly what it all means. I will try to bring out, when needed, what it clearly can't mean and expose certain errors in interpretation on this book. But I know already I won't always have a clear answer as to what it all means with what it all says. To be honest with you, on the one hand, I hesitate to begin this series on the book of Revelation. And yet, I greatly look forward to it as well. For while this book may not be easy to go through, yet it is a very rich part of God's Word, full of gospel tidings we need to hear, and so very relevant for our times. Will you pray with me that God may grant that this series be very instructive and encouraging, and a means of grace by the Holy Spirit equipping God's people and saving sinners. As an accordion may be used to lead in song, so the purpose of Revelation is intended to lead God's people in the way of Christian comfort and melody and song in the trials of life. It was written in a time of terrible religious persecution. The author, John the Apostle, is himself exiled on the island of Patmos for the gospel's sake, when the visions of this book are given to him by God, through Jesus Christ, by means also of one of God's angels. Just as an accordion gives music, so we can say the book of Revelation is like a song celebrating the triumph of the Lamb, the song of victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. The book of Revelation, while it tells much also of the future, is not first of all a book telling about future events, but rather a book telling of Christ Jesus. It magnifies especially the greatness and glory of Jesus Christ as only Savior and Supreme Lord over all. It is sad and wrong when this book is studied more only to figure out the end times rather than to see and to proclaim to us Jesus Christ as the only Savior and Lord. This series of messages with God's help will be fruitful when the result is not that you have the future all figured out, but rather that you see Jesus Christ as Savior in all of it. The book of Revelation is meant to be a comfort for God's people in the gospel way. An accordion has all kinds of buttons on it, and still using that instrument as an illustration now, let me add just a few details of interest as we are about to start our study. Did you know that there are at least 300 references to the Old Testament in this book of Revelation? In that light, I read about a seminary professor who refused to lecture on Revelation till after he had studied thoroughly, yes, even for years, the Old Testament books, especially also books like Daniel and Ezekiel and Zechariah, from which Revelation borrows so much of its picture language. As with all Scripture, this last book, too, needs to be understood in the light of all of Scripture and in line with the rest of Scripture. Great mistakes in interpretation are made when this basic rule is not followed. Always you need to interpret any part of the Bible in the light of the whole of the Bible. The book of Revelation has 43 references to God's throne in heaven. It is a book telling of God's supreme rule over all things and His splendid faithful care for His church and kingdom in and through Jesus Christ the Lord. The book should give us reason many times to bow in humble faith and repentance and adoration before the Lord. Again, as a certain commentator put it, and I quote, "At any point in the book, the message is about a great throne, a lamb who is actually a lion, and a fearsome foe who always threatens more than he can deliver and whose doom is certain. Keeping those three things in mind," said this commentator, "will help you keep on track." One person who wrote a short commentary on this book entitled it, "Be Victorious," emphasizing thereby how the last book of the Bible teaches God's true people may be certain of ultimate and eternal victory in view of Jesus Christ's sure and glorious return and His gospel promises. The point here is, this book of Revelation is meant so to encourage and equip God's people in the way and service of the gospel of Jesus Christ, even against great odds. As we begin this series, then, I would encourage you to read through this book once and more than once in the coming months. Let us look at the text itself now and study the tremendous introduction to this last book. It is tremendous, for in the first three verses alone, we are given an introduction to the book that by itself is so instructive and so important and so inspiring. Let me first read these opening three verses to you. Hear the word of God. "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is at hand." What makes this introduction so instructive? Well, the book is about the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave. The word revelation, apocalypsis, in the original, means literally an uncovering of something hidden, the making known of what man could not find out for himself. In other words, this book is about the unveiling of great truth beyond our grasp ever left to ourselves. This book sets forth gospel truth, and it is gospel truth about Jesus Christ and His person and work and His church and kingdom, now and forever, which we could never know if God did not take care to show it to us. The book of Revelation makes clear to us the gospel, not just in its initial form, but in its climax, with its final fulfillment to come. Both the content of this book and the origin of it should have us realize this book of Revelation is so instructive. In verse 3 also, the book is called Words of Prophecy, which we do well to take heed to. The word prophecy does not simply mean predictions. Yes, the word does allow for prediction, and there is certainly a liberal element of prediction in this book, as one author states, but prophecy points more to the divine origin of the words. This is a prophetic book, in other words, in the sense that here in this book, it is God that speaks to us. The prophet was a man who could say, "Thus saith the Lord." In this book, John the Apostle writes what he was given to say from all that he saw as shown to him by the exalted Lord and led by the Holy Spirit. Verse 2 tells us about the Apostle John that he bare record of the Word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. What is unique about the book of Revelation from all books of people in all of history? Yes, also about the end times. Well, it is in this book we are given the true and everlasting perspective on life and on history and on the future. The God who gave this book is the all-knowing, all-wise God who knows the end from the beginning. He is the God who in Jesus Christ is described as the one in whom is hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians 2 verse 3. The God who gave to his Son this revelation concerning him is the God who is from everlasting to everlasting, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, as it says in verse 8. And shall we not be instructed when this God speaks and when this God, the only true God, shows in pictures things to come, all in relation to his Son Jesus Christ as only Savior and Lord above all? In the book itself, with the seven visions, we will learn about so much divinely inspired truth that relates to the here and now, and to the end times, and to the last judgment, and the hereafter. The book of Revelation is about the wonders and treasures of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, which is given from God through the Savior to his people, yes, to show his servants, as verse 1 puts it. His servants describes God's people. And this is the happy title of all who know and follow the Lord. You want to be Christ's servants, his followers, devoted to him in spirit and in truth. For, as the book of Revelation will further show, to be such is to be truly blessed, no matter what, even in the hardest of times. On the other hand, not to belong to God and his service in true faith, this inspired last book of the Bible so makes clear, means to be really and ultimately most miserable and hopeless, regardless of how strong and well things may seem to appear. Do you own and value by God's grace this title for yourself before God, his servants, even his willing slaves forever? Are you one of his servants, one of those who trust and obey the Lord and his word? Yes, verse 3 is instructive in showing also this key mark of God's people as his servants. It is the desire and resolve by God's grace to keep God's word. Keeping God's word means living in obedience to it all and in reflection of it in all your life. Verse 3 reads, "Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things," literally, "are keeping those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." Oh, may God make our study of this book to be a time of splendid gospel instruction, leading us each and all not only to be hearers of his word, but doers thereof too, in spirit and truth, day by day, to the glory of his name. The truly wise surely include the book of Revelation in their whole perspective on life, and only fools ignore it and discount it. Do you have the book of Revelation and its God-inspired teaching included in your outlook on all of life? Amen.
If you would like a free printed copy of this message for yourself or a friend, write to Banner of Truth Broadcast, 9698 Epp Drive, Chilliwack, British Columbia, Canada. Postal code is V2P6N6. That's V2P6N6. For more information about the Free Reformed Churches of North America, you can go to frcna.org. Again, frcna.org on the internet. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week at the same time for the Banner of Truth radio broadcast.